You've been on these calls with President Trump, and I know that he briefed you on what Envoy Witkoff discussed with Vladimir Putin this week. Can you tell us, is Russia still demanding that Ukraine drop its bid for NATO membership?
Well, obviously, I cannot go into all the details. That would be strange. But let me assure you the following, that we are all on the same page, the Americans, the Europeans, and Ukraine, that when it comes to the geostrategic position of Ukraine in the future, when it comes to whatever is the size of the Ukrainian military, when it comes to NATO's posture on the eastern flank in countries like Latvia and Lithuania, Estonia, Finland, Poland, that Putin has absolutely no say on any of these issues.
Well, you've said in the past there need to be strong security guarantees for Ukraine. Who is going to provide that if it's not NATO?
Well, obviously, this is a discussion which is going on for some months now. We all pray for the moment when the ceasefire is there and hopefully a successful peace deal is done, but at least a ceasefire. And the Europeans, led by the French and the Brits, and NATO has been involved in those talks, but clearly led by Macron of France and Starmer, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, in close cooperation with the US, are discussing post the ceasefire, post the peace deal, how do we make sure that the security guarantees are in place? And this will be important also post next Friday, if this would lead the Friday session to more serious peace talks, because when it comes to territory, it will always go hand in hand with the security guarantees for Ukraine.